A little crosstalk here on Kyle Brusten Ortman with what will be Jim, Matt, and Molly from 4 to 6 on 100.5 ESPN Madison. You guys have heard enough of me. I'm going to toss it over to Jim and Pablo because there's some exciting news coming out of ESPN Madison. What's going on, boys?
Hey, fellas.
What's up? Thanks for having
us. Hey.
You know, obviously, Jim, Matt, and Molly, it's just me today with Alex G. Molly's out, babies. Matt's curling with his sister. Pablo is sitting in right now. Pablo, you're new to the jump around, but you're not new to the Wisconsin Badgers, so I'll let you break to the ESPN Wisconsin team.
Well,
exciting news.
Well, thank you. I didn't expect this. I guess we should have game planned here, but to break the news right off the bat, we are starting this Thursday are going to be having Wisconsin center Nolan Winter join us on the jump around throughout the rest of basketball season.
Oh, wow.
I'm hyped up. I think my bubbler is starting to kick in a little bit now as I get ready for our preps game too. But guys, I'm hyped up. Jim, we're going to have some fun time. We caught up with Nolan too earlier than last week, and he's a great guy. Obviously, we're going to talk a lot of ball, but we're going to get to know him a little bit too. It's an exciting opportunity for all of us here.
So that is exciting because there's been like 18 versions of the jump around, all with Jim Rutledge, as we now have 3.0. So,
Jim, do people hate working with you?
I guess so. Honestly, here's what happens, Kyle. Uh-huh. I try to hand it off, and then it dies. I'm the only one that can keep it alive. I won't name names because none of them work here anymore, I've handed it off to people, and then it dies.
Well, don't make Nolan Winter run away from Wisconsin, okay?
No. Nolan, like this, honestly, this is a name and likeness deal. We're doing our part.
Get back.
Yeah, I mean, this is an NIL deal.
ESPN
Madison and Good Karma is helping the Badgers' cause.
All right, now, because, you know, I'm selfish. I want to help my cause. I want to make sure this young kid ain't making more than me. I mean, I like him, but I don't love him.
You know what? You cannot score at the clip and defend at the ability of Nolan Winter. So
Jim's
I would imagine
defending
that,
Badgers right now, because last time
Mr.
I talked...
Mr. College basketball!
I would think I was on Jump Around 3.0, and I had to do some convincing as to why this Badger team was different and more fun, and I haven't heard from you. Have you been enjoying the points and the scoring and the winning that's been going on? Do I get any credit for calling it out early that it was different?
You absolutely do. I still struggle with what college basketball has become. It's just not, and I'm saying this for Ben, it's just not what it was when Ben played. I saw somewhere that this is the best Badger team since the Badgers went to the national championship game. And I guess, maybe, I think 16-17 was better, but you're just not going to have guys who developed into first-round picks on a team along with a bunch of other players who could play professionally in Europe if they wanted to and have a roster that was stacked like the Badgers had. Like, Wisconsin Badgers basketball, the team that lost to Kentucky in the or Duke in the national championship, like, that might be one of the best teams in the last 20 years not to win a title. And that's not this Wisconsin team, but I do enjoy watching them, and they're going to go as far as Blackwell, Winter, and Tanjay Takeham.
So, let me say this, too, is that honestly, I feel a lot. I know there's a lot of NBA discourse right now, especially post All-Star game. I'm way more locked in into the college basketball scene than the NBA right now. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, so what I want to say here is, with what Jim said, I think it'd be fascinating with Nolan to get an inside look on what Greg Gard is doing. Because we had Bart Lundy on from Milwaukee basketball. And you hear for all these college coaches, it's a different world now. You're hearing like the Tony Bennett leaving. Like what does Coach Gard bring to the table every single day that Nolan Winter and those guys want to compete for him? Because there's guys getting in these guys' ears in the middle of the season if they're playing well.
Yeah.
So I'm fascinated to see what you guys get out of him.
I love what Greg Gard's doing. He wins more games in a week than Doug Gottlieb wins all season.
Woo! Hey, powerful.
Not a high bar.
My Facebook friend Greg Doug Gottlieb has been saying that, like, he's like, "Oh, I told you." Strofe said it. He said, "Be careful, watch out for us in March, Jim."
That's what he told me on Sunday.
If you coach the radio show and coach the college basketball team, could you win more than 3 games?
I wouldn't let us go on a 25-0 run without scoring, which was what happened to Green Bay. I can promise you that. Yeah, I would say take it to the rim every time. I don't care if you get 10 charges. We're going to the line and we're going to make a free throw and cut this run to an end.
Ah, love LeBron making fun of Doug Gottlieb.
Love it.
Jim, Matt, and Molly up next in Madison. We're with you until 5 o'clock in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.